Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And Merry Christmas, everyone. It's Christmas Day 2020. What a wrapping up a crazy, crazy year. And, of course, this is our 24th consecutive live Christmas Day show. And we always, for I don't know how long, 20 years probably, Andrew Sherman is has been a member of our Christmas Day schedule. And Andrew is one of the two Jews who are on my show on Christmas Day. We celebrate all the things we have in common. He's our good friend, as you know. Andrew is an attorney, and he's a business attorney, and he's a prolific author. He's written something under 100 books that have sold a billion copies across the galaxy, including The Crisis of Disengagement, Mergers and Acquisitions, licensing, Franchising and Licensing, that's the Bible, on that topic. He's our good friend. Andrew, welcome back.
It's great to be here. What a great tradition we have going. I so enjoy being on the Christmas show, and it's not just all the great, you know, feelings around Christmas, but also it's a great chance to say, wow, what a year we've had, and this year, what a year we've had. And, you know, what might we small business owners across the country and across the world be looking at for next year? So for as long as I'm 6 feet above ground, Jim, I want to keep this tradition going.
I agree with you 100%, and I appreciate you doing this. And of course, the funny thing, folks, for Andrew and for Barbara Weltman, my other Jewish guest on Christmas Day, the story for Jews on Christmas Day is it's all about Chinese in a movie, right? Because those are the two things that are open. For you two, it's Blasingame Chinese in a movie. That's your day.
Exactly. But, you know, I don't know how many of your listeners realize this, but for many Jewish people, Christmas Day is a day to go out to a Chinese restaurant and go to the movies. Now, of course, this year, there is no Chinese food and movie tradition, thanks to COVID-19. I hope that tradition returns next year. But I was so touched last night when my son, Matt, and his wife, Allie, actually made homemade Chinese food and tried to keep the Chinese food tradition going on Christmas Eve. And I got to tell you, it was very good. They nailed it.
That's great. So you've got a small business Christmas story to tell us, don't you?
I do. You know, I'm out here at Deep Creek Lake, Maryland, where we have a home, and we feel very blessed to be part of this community. And we bought a home about 15 years ago. One of our close, trusted friends, his name Doug Kelly. I said, Doug, you know, we're going to need somebody to kind of look after the house and help us fix things. And, you know, is there someone that you can recommend? And he said, well, there's this company called Tripco. It's owned by a couple, John and Debbie Feaster. They're just getting started. And I said, well, we're just getting started, getting to know the lake. And we met John and Debbie. And over the last 15 years, you know, they not only have been the most amazing small business owner out here, and we've become good friends. We've had them to our house. We've just look after each other. And there's this just mutual gratitude and appreciation of friendship. And so this morning I get up around 6:30. I make my coffee. I'm getting my notes together for today's show. And I hear a noise outside. And I knew it wasn't Santa Claus coming down my chimney. And sure enough, if it isn't their son plowing our driveway because we got snow last night.
Darn.
I mean, Jim, it is snowy, icy. It's 11 degrees frigid out here.
Huh.
And on Christmas morning, they're out making sure our driveway is clear just in case we needed to run some errands. And I mean,
wow.
I just want to thank them. I want to thank every small business owner listening. We notice what you do. We notice your commitment. And, you know, we appreciate your friendship. And
what a great story.
That what people can take away from this is, you know, small business owners aren't just here to serve the community. small business owners are your friends, and you are their friends back.
And that's the thing that a lot of people don't get.
And I know they would do anything to help me, and that's as great of a Christmas, small business Christmas story as I can share with everyone.
It's a great story, and it's a perfect example of the way small business owners are, and the way they behave, and that's what you just described is not only real America, it's real capitalism. It's true capitalism. It's not the kind of capitalism they practice on Wall Street. That's the real.
I don't know
kind
if you heard, but I got choked up just there for a second.
I know,
which I don't do very often.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know the story. I didn't know the story happened this morning. I thought it was something you picked up this week.
It just happened, folks. I saw his truck out there at 7 o'clock. The first thing I thought is, wow.
Andrew, hold on to that thought. We got to take a quick break. We're going to come right back with Andrew Sherman after the break. We'll try to get him out of his shell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Merry Christmas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.